We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon. Wow, it's not raining. Partly cloudy skies. I mean, there's a possibility that you're in some rain right now. It's just that time of year, that kind of place. It could be raining down the block. It's not raining at West End, and it's not raining over much of the area. And I couldn't believe it. Yesterday, I was actually down at the station, and I actually put the top down all the way back out to West End. I mean, it was great. I mean, based on the forecast, it turned out to be a really, really nice day, and we have really, really lucked out. This storm, Nicholas, could have been a lot worse than it was. We heard the forecast, we heard the predictions, and none of that came to life, which is really awesome and gives really all of us a break. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us here on WWL. So let's go to St. Tammany Parish President Mike Cooper, who joins us with an update from St. Tammany Parish. Mike, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Scoot, and good afternoon. Good afternoon to the listeners. And you are so right that we escaped what could have been heavy rainstorms and mild winds, but we escaped that. It's sunny over here today.
Yeah, it turned out to be and yesterday wasn't nearly as bad as we anticipated. And I know that you're still watching the rivers, but it looks like that your Yerfunctown may come up the highest, but it looks like all the rivers are gonna stay at a safe level.
Yeah, absolutely. At minor flood stage at worst, but that's minimal considering what it could be. So we're monitoring the rivers, and we have no fears for any major a flood stage for our rivers. While we do remain in a flash flood watch until tomorrow evening, we're not expecting too much more other than some scattered thunderstorms.
What's it about? Give me an approximate percentage of the people in St. Tammany Parish with power back.
Well, we're at 99.9% with power restored, and that was as of last Friday and Saturday, actually. Okay. So within 2 weeks, almost everyone had been restored. Those that had not been restored are basically those homes or businesses that were not able to receive power because of damage to the weather heads and such.
Okay. But even people in would the 0.1% include people still in very remote areas?
Yeah, but it's basically those that are unable to receive power. I mean, we're talking less than 40 or 30 that have power right now.
Oh, that's great news. Now, what about, I've gotten some questions and I haven't heard anything about Charter Spectrum. People want to know about their cable and internet. Is that back?
Well, no, that moves forward. That has been moving forward since the restoration of the utility poles. Charter, AT&T, and particularly those two internet service providers rely on the structure of the power companies, the utility poles and such. They are out in force right now across St. Tammany Parish restoring those services as well. So I've been in contact with both AT&T and Charter Spectrum, and they are working as hard as the power companies did to get their services restored, because we all know how important to have internet services for our businesses, which rely on particularly the credit card and payment receptacles, and for those who work at home need that internet service as well. So they are working hard to have those services restored.
And you don't want people of St. Tammany Parish to be without entertainment to where they have to listen to this show as the only form of entertainment. I mean, that's just cruel.
That's correct. There is other ways of entertainment, of course, but yeah, we're working diligently to get that restored as well.
But you do feel like, Mike, you do feel like that a Spectrum, that a Charter Spectrum and AT&T are feverishly working to get everybody's cable and internet back.
Yes, they are. I drive around the parish every day, and I see the trucks and the utility trucks and folks working for the these companies. They are out in force, as well as our debris pickup contractors. They are out in force in moving and picking up debris and getting that disposed of.
Let's talk briefly about what do you say to the people who don't have cable, internet, and they don't see any of the trucks in their area? You can assure them that they're still working on restoring their cable and internet.
Yes, they are. And I'm looking for the phone number. There's a toll-free number for each of the companies. I don't have that in front of me right now, but they are working. They are working to restore those services. And I'll try to get an update. Perhaps by tomorrow I can give you an update.
Okay. Or if you find it and you want to have somebody call in, we'll put it on the air as soon as you send it into the producer, Ian Hoke. And we'll get that on the air. So let's go to the debris and garbage. Are you having a similar garbage problem there as the city of New Orleans is having, with like really a bad smell?
No, we do not. Our garbage contractors are picking up as scheduled. We have suspended recycling. The garbage bin and garbage cart, they're picked up every day on schedule and have been, perhaps with the exception of a few days before and after the storm or during the storm. But garbage services have been restored in most jurisdictions, if not all, but recycling has been suspended at this time. That means that if you do put out your recycling bin, it will be picked up as garbage.
Okay, and then as far as the debris goes?
Debris, we're moving forward. We began last Wednesday, and more trucks with our contractor are being put out on the road every day, and we're picking up in all parts of the parish. The municipalities, the larger municipalities, have their own contracts with debris pickup and disposal. Those are going on concurrently with those in the unincorporated areas of St. Tammany. We continue to move forward with that on a daily basis as we move forward in this recovery.
All right, Mike Cooper, we appreciate your update, but the people of St. Tammany Parish appreciate the information that you're giving them, and it's just so important to stay in touch with people, especially those people who are frustrated that they don't have cable, they don't have internet yet, and before they didn't have power. And they just need to be reassured that everything is being done to restore it.
And I can appreciate that, and I can assure them that they are. And I can tell you just about every day somebody tells me, hey, I heard you on WWL radio with Scoot yesterday afternoon or this afternoon. And so that means people are listening, and hopefully the information that we're giving is appreciated by our citizens, and we will continue to update them in this means and other means as we get that information.
Okay, St. Tammany Parish President Mike Cooper, thank you for the time and the information.
Thank you, Scoot.
Okay. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So, you know, you keep hearing about it. Yeah, it's getting better. Look, if it's not great yet, it's getting better. And if you don't have something yet, it's on its way. And for those of you in St. Charles, St. John the Baptist, Lafourche, and Terrebonne parishes that were really, really hit hard, hang on. We know you're coming back. And people are doing as much as they can to help you get everything back. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Do you realize that there are 4 civilians orbiting the Earth right now? My God, and we thought it was such a big deal for Sir Richard Branson and for Amazon. I'm drawing a blank here. I've got 10,000 things on my mind right now. Going up in space, like the very threshold of space. We've got 4 people at like 325 miles above the Earth's atmosphere orbiting the damn Earth. I mean, this is extraordinary. And this is the SpaceX rocket that was launched with 4 civilians last night into orbit. They are tourists in orbit. So this is the first space flight like this of the Crew Dragon capsule. And they're scheduled to orbit for 3 days. If there's any issues or anything, then they can come back a day early or a day late. They've got food and supplies for a week. 2 men and 2 women, they are sharing a zero-gravity toilet that is apparently somewhere maybe behind them. Cramped quarters. But see, this is extraordinary to me. You know, Jeff Bezos, it just came to me. I mean, these guys went up, okay, I thought what they did was pretty spectacular, but orbiting the Earth, this is really incredible. So this is an amazing moment in time, and so we should remember this, date. Also, the White House is trying to convince rapper Nicki Minaj to get the COVID vaccine. She's not getting it because apparently she has a relative, I think in Haiti, that said he became impotent after the second shot and his testicles swelled up. But I don't believe the Haitian government has been able to confirm that yet. And also, so they're trying to get her because Nicki Minaj said, I'm not getting it. Now, I don't know who's waiting around for Nicki Minaj to get it before they get it. I think you should make up your own mind. And I don't think somebody like Nicki Minaj, she should be your entertainer, but she shouldn't be your doctor. And she shouldn't be your leader. So there are an awful lot of people like Spike Lee and John Legend and countless others that are just telling you, get the vaccine. So, you know, again, the White House is reaching out to her. Also, as kids return to school, the mask mandate continues to spark controversy. But what's the big deal? Because there doesn't seem to be any medical evidence indicating that kids wearing masks is harming the kids. And there are people who say, well, we don't want our kids to be in masks all day. Okay, well, where's the evidence that it's hurting them? Or are you using them to make a political statement? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Senior Studio Producer Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Here's a text that says, the city of Mandeville Mayor Clay Madden has been amazing. Storm debris is gone. Regular trash picked up as scheduled. And the only complaint is Spectrum, who is AWOL in Mandeville.
Well, I don't know. I mean, when we hear from Mike Cooper just now, they're not. You might not see him, but apparently they're trying to restore things as quickly as they can. I know that does very little to ease the frustration, because I would be frustrated AF if I didn't have cable or if I didn't have internet. So, I mean, I totally get it. And I'm surprised that, you know, we haven't heard much. We've heard a lot from Cox. We haven't heard much from Charter, Spectrum, or even AT&T. And at the very least, they should reassure their customers that they're doing all that they can to make things happen.
Getting a lot of texts about terrible traffic congestion on U.S. 90 West near Des Alamans. Here's a memo that says U.S. 90 West is closed before L.A. 182. That's mile marker 218 for vehicle recovery. Congestion has reached 5 miles. Motorists are advised to use an alternate route. So if you are westbound on U.S. 90 in the Des Alamans area, I would try to find something else to do because you're going to be stuck there for a good long while.
Yeah, and that's heading out of the city, and I don't even know. I mean, because once you're on Highway 90 in Des Alamans, I mean, there's not a route close by that's really parallel to that that I know of.
Yeah, you're
pretty much made a decision. We're taking Highway 90, and I guess you would have to go across the river parallel. That head north and head west. I mean, technically, I think it's kind of north, but head west on maybe the I-10, and then at some point cross over. But do you cross over? Where do you cross over? Mm-hmm. So again, I don't know if anybody has any information on that. And they want to further that cause. Please let us know. But man, if you're stuck in that traffic, we'll do the best we can to distract you. But that's all we can do.
Here's another text about Mandeville. It says that text about Mandeville is incorrect. Not all debris has been picked up. There's still debris in many neighborhoods. Spectrum has been up for 2 weeks and running well. Trash has been picking up on a regular schedule. So I guess we're in a situation where some people in Mandeville feel like everything's going just fine, and some people have the opposite take.
That was the amazing thing that I heard from St. Tammany President Mike Cooper when he was talking about how their garbage pickup has remained as scheduled. Mm-hmm. They're on schedule with their garbage pickup, and that is not the case in New Orleans. And I know that there's a nationwide problem with getting people to drive trucks here as far as cable and other things are concerned. But you wonder how St. Tammany Parish has managed to do it.
Here's one more text about Nicki Minaj that says it was Trinidad, not Haiti. And the leader came out and said that it was BS, a total fabrication. And I'm confirming that here, reading now from an article in Reuters. Trinidad's health minister says Nicki Minaj's COVID-19 vaccine swollen testicles claim is false. And I always thought so because, you know, and it's like, well, I heard from a guy, you know, my brother's friends, roommates, neighbors, guy who saw this other dude at 31 Flavors last night that his testicles got really swollen up. I was like, man, I don't know, Nicki. Yeah. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, no, it sounded like it was a little strange and fabricated, and so now it's confirmed. Yeah, I'd heard that they hadn't confirmed it, but it's nice to know that now they've confirmed that it simply is not true. So I don't know what Nicki Minaj's excuse is now, but then again, I mean, I don't know what anybody's excuse would be, because the idea that you're going to use Nicki Minaj as a determinant of whether or not to get the vaccine, I think is pretty idiotic. All right, Justin from Gentilly, you're on WWL. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Scoo, can you hear me okay?
I got you.
All right, I want to give a comment about Eric Clapton, and then I want to talk about reaching out to people. Now, my favorite song by Eric Clapton is a song called I Can't Stand It. And that came out late 80s, the early 90s. I can't remember it. But let me tell you, the drums, especially the snare drum, was so resonant. I can remember it to this day. So I'm glad you guys are going to the concert. It's got to be awesome, man.
Yeah, I don't remember that song. I might remember it if I heard it, but by name, I don't remember I Can't Stand It.
Well, I Can't Stand It. Look it up. Check it out on YouTube. And I'm telling you, it's a great song.
It sounds like something we could use as bumper music on this show quite often.
It could be a song request if you want.
Yeah, of course.
I want to talk about reaching out to people. And I know you're pressed for time. Every day in the morning, I'm standing in line waiting for the grocery store to open. So I walk up to strangers who I've never seen before. And everybody's so glum and just like, you know, on their phones. And I'll say hello to everybody, good morning. And then I'll tell them a joke. And the other day, I started that And next thing you know, there's like 10 conversations going on. Everybody's talking to everybody.
Awesome, man. It's cool. You're distracting people.
Well, I think it's important for people to be social. You know, we've been isolated for like, 2 years now?
You know, COVID
and Ida. Yeah. So go outside and reach out to people. I talk to my neighbors every day. And I think it's very important. Don't stay there isolated, because I almost caught up in that web. And I'm telling you, it's not a good thing, babe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Justin, thank you for that thought. You know, I mean, we're hearing so many great stories, that these great stories really do drown out the negativity that we find in humanity when it comes to a time like this. So hang in there, Justin. Thanks. Let's go to Jake, who is in La Rose. Hey, Jake, how are you doing? I mean, you guys were hit pretty hard.
Yeah, man. It's a mess down here from, you know, South La Rose all the way down to Fouchon. It's going to be a long time before things get back to normal over here. But LA1 and 308 is pretty congested with all the power trucks, and they're doing a pretty good job of directing traffic. But if you don't need to be on the road, you know, stay off. Let these guys do their work and keep them safe.
That's great advice. I mean, I guess, you know, people are looking to get in their car and go somewhere. I understand that, especially if they don't have power. But, there have been some cases where people have actually inhibited the ability of the power workers to get power back.
Yeah, I've been cooking for a couple crews over here, just bringing a lunch every day, telling those guys thank you and all that. And, you know, hopefully they can get these people back up and running down here, because it's a mess. So,
Jake, what are you bringing them for lunch?
They're probably getting sick of it, but we've been cooking jambalaya at our office for the last 10 days.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet it's good enough to where, you know, a lot of these people don't get jambalaya on a regular basis, so feed them the jambalaya, and I'm sure they're happy to be getting it.
That's right. And I just have one more comment about the whole mass debate for children.
Yeah.
Understand it, you know, there's no, I guess, like you said, there's no factual evidence that it does bother them. But I guess what people are really tired of is just being told what to do every single day of their life. And then when you turn on the TV, you see all these award shows and all these celebrities and all these other people, you know, parading around, no mask on. And, you know, basically it's the do as I say, not as I do type attitude. So just do me a favor, and I know you always do, keep an open mind. You know, when if somebody wants to, hey, my child doesn't need to wear a mask, well, then guess what? That's their child, and that's what this country was, you know, first founded on, was that, you know, stay out of our lives.
As you know,
we're going to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I try to keep an open mind, but, I mean, the government tells people to evacuate, and it's not like the government's telling us what to do, so we're not going to evacuate. I mean, you should evacuate if the government tells you to do that. And also, you know, when it comes to, you know, you can't do whatever you want with your kids. I mean, that's a fallacy. The children are a ward of the state. You can't beat your kids. You know, parents think that it's okay to beat their children. You can't beat your kids.
Anything about beating your children. That was not the comment I made.
I understand, I understand what you're saying about masks. But parents don't have total control over their kids, and maybe they are mistaken when they think that if there's something that does a better job of protecting children than parents, then the government steps in. And that's always been
the case. Right now, the one thing that the government can't do is take care of children better than their parents can do. I could promise you that, and everybody would agree with me on that one. There's not many things that the government can do better than, you know, you or I can do for ourselves.
Right. I agree. I'm for smaller government. I don't want government intrusion in my life. There are ways that the government does help us. But look, Jake, I understand your point, and I appreciate the call.
I sure appreciate your time, man. You have a great day.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jake. And I love that Jake is bringing stuff to the power workers. All right. We're going to come back. At some point, I'm going to do a mad scramble here. We're having another technical issue. I brought in the equipment that I had here yesterday into the station. It got fixed. I checked it this morning. It was working. And then when I went to go on the air with Newell at the end of his show promoting our show, the unit was dead again. So I'm going to frantically pack things up and get in as soon as I can. So, Ian, I guess, yeah. Why don't you just, I guess you just take it till, I would hope to be there after the news.
Okay, man.
At 2 o'clock.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, you know, try this one weird trick, Scoot. Take the Comrex unit and wrap it up in a sheet and drag it behind your car.
On
the way into the station, and then throw it into the river once you get downtown, and then park, and we'll let you in, okay?
You know, that's what I feel like doing with this thing.
I mean,
it was working great. It worked great forever. And then all of a sudden, it just doesn't – I mean, there's like it's dead. Like there's no power to it. There's no power. I can't even turn it on. It's not even about a connection. It's about no power. So anyway, I'm kind of at a loss here. I've got to frantically pack stuff up. There was a time that I could walk from my apartment to the station, but now that I'm at West End, I gotta speed. Well, I'll do it safely.
I'll do it safely,
but I'll get there as quickly as I can. So
okay,
you
cool.
take it, and hopefully I'll be there right after the news at 2 o'clock.
Okay,
so look,
man.
Let's go to break. Let's go to break with this song that I want to dedicate to everybody in New Orleans who is dealing with the garbage issue. Because it's like really, really bad. I mean, I've seen the flies. So this is for you. Hey, you know what? When I get in the car, I'll give you a call, okay? So let me hit the road, and I'll give you a call. I'll do part of the show from my car on the way in.
Okay, call the hotline. And that, of course, is the inimitable Nicki Minaj, who's in headlines this week for telling a wild story on Twitter about how her cousin's friend had to cancel his wedding because his testicles got so swollen that he, I don't know, couldn't get married after that. So a lot of people are calling this out as being misinformation. It would be one thing if Twitter were to, I don't know, ban her or shut down her account or label that as misinformation. I'm not sure if they've done yet, but there are, of course, predictable calls for them to do so. The Trinidadian health minister has said this swollen testicles claim is, of course, false. There is no scientifically verifiable evidence that swollen testicles or any sort of reproductive health issues would arise from implementation of the COVID-19 vaccine. I think the science is pretty clear on that. There is no evidence of that happening, nor is there anything in the actual mechanical workings of the vaccine that would cause that to happen. Some people have had vaccine adverse reactions to this, but they have not come in the form of infertility or impotence or swollen testicles. Those stories are out there, but I believe they are anecdotal. Let's go to Mary in Mid-City. Mary, you had a comment about Ms. Minaj?
Hi, I always wanted to meet you, Ian. I like your speech. Okay.
Thanks.
From what I understand, Ms. Nicki Minaj, I'm not up on pop culture, and I just heard part of her rap song. If she really is a female, she wouldn't have testicles to worry about.
Well, I think it's not that Nicki has her own testicles to worry about. She's worried about her cousin's friend's testicles. See?
But if she, well, the vaccine has nothing to do with whether she, I mean, if she doesn't have testicles, I mean, why would she, why doesn't she just get the vaccine if she believes this testicle myth?
If I'm playing devil's advocate here, Mary, and I had a cousin's friend who was a female, and I heard that my cousin's female friend got the vaccine and then her ovaries swole up, that would cause me concern. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I don't want to take a vaccine that actually caused my cousin's friend's ovaries to swell up, because that's not what's supposed to happen when you take the vaccine. And if that story is true, then that's going to make me hesitant. Just because I don't have those particular bits and bots inside of my own body doesn't mean that I shouldn't express concern that somebody in my family or my extended circle of friends experience that side effect. Make sense?
Okay, well, here's a medical question.
Hit me.
Okay, almost every male in my family gets prostate cancer.
Ugh.
I'm a female. Does that mean I'm going to get some kind of cancer down there, even though I don't have a prostate?
I don't think so. I'm not a doctor, but I think high risk of...
People have to say my analogy and your analogy?
Yeah, I think I see where you're going, Mary. At the end of the day, it's in my book, it's all a little bit of derm and strang, noise and fury, much ado about nothing, if you will, because the scientific community is united in their response to this, and they say it's nonsense. Mary, thank you so much for the call. We'll talk another time. Let's go to Craig on the North Shore. Craig, what you want to say, brother?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there about Nicki Minaj. Whatever her name is, she in fact did. Yes, that's the one. She did in fact get the vaccine, and her butt swelled up. That's what happened.
Come on.
Yeah.
Are you sure she got the vaccine?
That's why she's on Twitter. If it's on Twitter, you know it's true.
I love that. If anything you need to know, you just go to Twitter and you'll find something that says what you want to look for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Does that work for other body parts too? Like if you wanted, like I could use bigger biceps, right? I've been working out, but man, I can't get these guys any bigger. You think I should just go and get the vaccine?
I cannot confirm or deny any other benefits or detriments the vaccine does.
Well, we've heard on this show before that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in particular will give you a lift the next morning. You know, if you guys remember.
You got me. I don't know. Whatever it takes. Right. Whatever. Hey, better living through chemistry.
Exactly so, right.
One good thing, one quick thing too, more serious note. You know, we get people complaining because I don't have cable TV and I don't have internet after the hurricane.
Uh-huh.
I mean, give me a break. Then you got some extra time to get off your butt and get in your car and drive to Southern Jefferson Parish or Lafourche Parish and help some of these people who don't have a freaking house.
That is
true. Let's put things in perspective here.
I hear you. I would suggest, Craig, I mean, you're totally right. If you have like an able-bodied young person who has a lot of spare time and they say, well, I'd rather be at home playing Fortnite, but my internet doesn't work. Yeah, like go help. There are so many ways to help. There are so many people who need help. You know, not to brag on them, but I have several friends in my own sort of circle of acquaintances who are kind of sitting around on their duffs right now. You know, they can't really go to work or their school hasn't reopened yet, the school where they teach at. So they're organizing and they are putting together these mutual aid groups that are distributing ice and water and food down in Terrebonne and Lafourche. And I think those who are able should do that. I think a lot of the complaints that we have heard on the radio this week are coming from senior citizens. People who are homebound or have other mobility issues for whom cable TV and internet is a pretty big deal. And when it's missing, you really do miss it. They want to watch their shows and they need to stay connected to the outside world. Thanks so much for the call, Craig. Nice speaking with you. Let's tuck in one more before the break from Picayune. Andy, you're on WWL.
Hello?
Give me some candy, Andy. What you got?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Actually, my question was for Scoot.
Right.
But, you know, you're very – I like you, too.
Thanks.
I met Scoot a long time ago at the Dome, I'm a Packer fan. Sorry. But,
that's all right. I forgive you.
Where's the – you know, he says a scientific thing for mask for children. Well, where's the scientific – data that masks work? I mean, I'm not an anti-masker. When I go into places, I have a newborn, so when they require a mask, I wear a mask. I had COVID for my birthday last September, and I'm vaccinated, so I'm not against anything, all that. But sure. Where's the data? Where's the data that proves that masks work?
I have kept an article from the CDC handy for just this purpose, Andy. I'll just read from some of the conclusions here. So this is just to be completely clear. This is a peer-reviewed Center for Disease Control, publicly available study that shows experimental and epidemiological data support community masking to reduce the spread of COVID-19. There's a lot of sort of scientific jargon in here. I'm not going to try and explain it all right now, but that information is right. Available out there if you're looking for it. And they've done their best to try and make it easy for lay people to digest.
But Dr. Fauci said double mask because the first mask don't work. So I mean,
sure, sure. Look, here's what I think. There's a couple things that I want to say about Fauci. First is all, he said early on in the pandemic, you don't need to wear a mask. And everybody likes to to point to that as evidence either that, yes, you do not really need to mask, A, or that Fauci doesn't know what he's talking about, B. And I always point out, at that time, so little was actually known about the virus that the nation's foremost expert in virology and epidemiologists felt comfortable saying you don't need to wear a mask. Then the evidence changed, right? So then we fast forward 6 or 7 months and Fauci is like, oh, no, damn, everybody should absolutely be wearing masks because what we thought we knew in February turns out not to be the case in September, right? So then we can kind of put that aside. And then also, if Fauci is saying double mask, I think, and I hope I'm not putting words in Dr. Fauci's mouth here, but I think what he may be suggesting is that Americans are wearing a lot of different kinds of masks, right? A lot of people are just wearing cloth masks that they bought on Amazon.com, or they're wearing bandanas that they found in their laundry hamper or whatever, you know? And I think that he's suggesting if you want maximum protection and all you have available to you is these sort of generic cloth masks that are not as effective at blocking the virus and droplet particles as, say, the fancier stuff like the KN95, you should double mask, right? That's what I think he's trying to say. And I don't think I'm probably too far afield of that.
No, you're not. You're not. But, I mean, basically, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But there's really no hard, concrete evidence that children have to wear masks. Children are not affected by this virus. I mean, very, very, very minute.
Yeah, so why
mask them up when the upper echelon, the upper class, aren't wearing masks when they go to events and all this other stuff?
All right.
You know,
yep, I hear you. Yep. Andy,
know?
I've enjoyed the conversation. I got to pause right here because we're about to hit this break and I want to get a chance to address your points there. So just because you see rich people at the Met Gala or people at Barack Obama's birthday party not wearing masks does not mean you should not mask your children. And I think most parents that have young children that are not even able to get the vaccine right now if they wanted one, they want to be more cautious. They want to err on the side of safety, right? So I think that's where this motion comes to mask up your kids, even though not that many of them will get sick and not many of them will end up in the hospital and very few of them will die. Like, who wants to take their chance? Who wants to take that chance with their five-year-old? You know what I mean? If you're sending them to school where they're going to be in a high-risk environment and they can't really socially distance, for God's sakes, put a mask on them. It doesn't hurt them. They'll be just fine wearing a mask for a couple hours a day. Is it convenient? No. Did the kids probably hate it? Yes. Is it messy? Is it gross? Yes. But you know what else is gross and messy? Taking your kid to the ICU and finding that there's no more ICU beds there. We'll step away here. Here's Lay Down Sally from Eric Clapton, who I'll remind you is playing at the Smoothie King Center this weekend. We'll talk more about that and some other smoking hot topics on WWL. Ian Hoken for Scoot, who had a technical problem with his Comrex unit, and he is driving in here to the studio. I expect to see him sometime in the next 7 to 12 minutes, and we'll get you back on track with the Scoot Show this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Got some really cool bumper music, some stuff picked out that's pretty fun, it's topical. We'll continue the conversation about COVID. We'll continue to talk about stinky trash, who's screwing the pooch on pickup and power restoration, cable, all that sort of good stuff. We'll continue to try to bring you information about how to get around that bad wreck near Des Allemans. And we'll be right back after WWL First News. I'm Ian, in for Scoot on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.